came back, struck out on a back foot curveball in the fifth inning. And now is sitting here with a 1-2 count against Presley here in the eighth.
He has not looked very good at the plate. That's true. 1-2. Outside with the curveball. Well, Ryan Presley had to have a little knee cleanup in August. So one of the main goals for the Astros down the stretch was to get him healthy, kind of nurse him back to full health, and they feel like they did. Here's a curve grounded where nobody is. Pass third into left field, Joey Wendell with a one-out hit. Just the second hit all game for the Rays. Defense was shifted. Bregman was playing shortstop. There was nobody at third, and that's right where Joey Wendell hit it.
Yeah, good job by Joey Wendell. Inside-out swing going the other way. He saw where Bregman and Correa were positioned. They gave him basically the left side of the infield, and he said, okay, you're going to give me that. I'm going to take advantage of it. And he was able to manipulate the bat head to get the ball to left field, almost playing pepper on that particular swing.
And now Kiermaier 0-for-2 against Verlander with the strikeout. Runner at first, one out in the eighth inning. 6-0 Houston. The pitch is hit foul. The tight slider from Presley. It's 0-1. Looking back on this game, Kiermaier's at bat in the fifth inning. Runner at first. I mean, it was just a runner at first. It wasn't like bases were loaded or anything. But he had a long at bat. Had some great swings against Verlander. Hit a ball hard and just foul. Here's a curve outside. 1-1 to Kiermaier. He ended up striking out on a fastball. And it was in the bottom of that inning, the bottom of the fifth, where the Astros scored their four runs to blow the game open, break the scoreless tie. Kiermaier's might have been the at-bat of the game, though. He swings here at the curve, hits one foul. It's 1-2. We'll pause 10 seconds for station ID. You're listening to the American League Division Series on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app presented by AutoZone.
The Astros Rays American League Division Series on ESPN 97.5 is brought to you by Zumo's Meat Company, KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston.
1-2 the count. The pitch is fouled off to the left. Dave Fleming, Jim Bowden here from Houston, where the Astros lead the Rays 6-0, top of the eighth inning, game one of this best of five American League Division Series. Rays coming off the wild card win against Oakland. The Astros 107 wins in the regular season. This game was scoreless into the bottom of the fifth. Glasnow against Verlander. Here's the pitch. It is a broken bat roller, softly hit into the defense. Charging over is Correa, playing second base with the defense shifted. He scoops it up and goes to first. When you're up 6-0, just take the out.
Well, when I look at the shift like that, and of course, Houston Astros led the American League in shift outs, but it was interesting because both Correa and Altuve could have fielded that ball routinely. They could have been more separated in their shift. You don't want a situation where it's an easy ground out for both infielders, and that's what we had in that case. It was interesting for the Astros, though, because they do a lot of this. Once the count got to 1-2 and Kiermaier got the second strike, then Bregman moved significantly more towards the second base bag to shift him even more with the idea of we're just going to come in now once we get two strikes on you. And certainly it worked effectively. They busted his bat and a routine slow grounder to Correa that would have been routine for Altuve if Correa didn't come in front of him and make the play.
Yeah, it is an interesting point. If it were me, if I were in charge of running a team, the Astros have a lot of smart people, I would be spending some time thinking about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I would see that play and say, okay, we shifted too much. There's because you don't want the overlap. I understand what the concept is. We want to shut down the entire right side of the infield, but you want to make sure you have enough distance so if it goes the other way, you have a chance to make that play too. But hard to argue with the results of this organization and their analytics because they are the best in the game and they have been the leaders in the game. Compliments to Jeff Luhnow, ahead of baseball operations.
Eric Sogard's going to get a pinch hit at bat. And he swings and lines one over the third baseman Bregman into left field, base hit. Coming around third is Wendell, and he's going to score the first run of the game for the Rays. So Sogard, who has just finally gotten healthy, he's been beat up in the last month or so of the year. His first at bat in the playoffs for the Rays. And it's an RBI single. Rays are on the board at 6-1.
They weren't sure if Eric Sogard was going to be on the roster. The decision was made early today, but they felt like the fact he was able to come back on the Sunday at the end of the regular season, that he was ready to go. He's taken a lot of swings, and the decision ended up being easy this morning to put him on the roster. He has meant a lot since they picked him up at the trade deadline from the Toronto Blue Jays, not just on the field or defensively, but in that clubhouse as well.
So Sogard knocks in the run. Here's Meadows, who's walked twice. He takes the curve for the strike from Ryan Pressly. It's 0-1.
And Meadows is capable of hitting one out of the ballpark. Talking about a guy with 33 homers in the regular season, a 922 OPS. One swing of the bat here, and all of a sudden you have a game again. And that's the kind of threat he is. Led this team in average home runs and RBIs. One of seven players in Major League Baseball to do that for their team this year.
He swings and he drives one toward right center field, toward the gap. Marisnik chasing. It's going to one hop up against the wall. Coming around third is Sogard. He's going to come in to score. Meadows down big. Will not push it. He'll stop at second. It's an RBI double. And the Rays are hitting Ryan Pressly hard at 6-2. Things get a little different in that Astros dugout now, as A.J. Hinch has to make sure that his team actually wins this game. They're four outs away from doing so, but the Rays are off the deck, and they've scored their first two runs.
Well, the Rays grind to bats. They compete. They won 97 games in the regular season, and this is a team that is fearless. They'll never back down. So the Astros will get Will Harris up. He'll get ready in the bullpen here. And Tommy Pham now at the plate.
One swing, perhaps, from making this a much different feeling game. The pitch is in the dirt. Man, he spiked a hard breaking ball right in front of home plate, blocked by Chirinos. It's 1-0. You know Tommy Pham is just itching to have a better at-bat here. Tommy Pham against Justin Verlander, 0-for-3, and he grounded into a double play twice, which is hard to do considering how few base runners the Rays have had in this game. Meadows on base for the third time. Two walks and now an RBI double. He's at second with two outs. Two runs in the eighth. 6-2 Astros.
Well, how about the fact Verlander gave up, had eight double plays the whole year, and Pham hits into two in this game.
It's the one thing Verlander doesn't do is get double plays. He swings and it's a slow roller to third. Bregman charges. Barehand pickup. Throws to first. Not in time. Tommy Pham hit it so softly that it goes for an infield hit. Great effort by Alex Bregman, but Pham too fast, and the inning goes on. The Rays are one hitter away from getting the tying run to home plate, and A.J. Hinch is coming out to take the ball away from Ryan Pressly.
Alex Bregman coming in, showing off his body control. It was too much of a slow roller. No chance to make a play, but he barehanded it, made a good throw, but no chance, and they got to go to the pen here because the Rays aren't going away.
Well, Verlander went seven innings and gave up one hit. Ryan Pressly got two outs and has given up four. The Rays have scored twice, and they have some hope in this game for the first time in a long while. 6-2 Astros with two outs and two on in the top of the eighth. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by Geico. It's Geico-ean. Get a Geico quote, and you could save so much, it's scary. Again, two outs here in the eighth inning. The Rays are threatening. 6-2 Astros. This is the American League Division Series on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30, get a fast oil change at a Mopar Express lane near you.
Welcome back to Sports View. Next topic. Is it really all about power? Makes me think of Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Gives you the power to find options based on your budget. Let's go to Chuck for an irrelevant analogy.
Man, back in the day, people didn't ask how many oranges are in the crate. They just took the oranges. They didn't say, are there 6, 7, 12, 15, whatever. It was just oranges. You get me?
We get you, Chuck. In a word, oranges.
Give it to us straight with the Progressive Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
John Berkley with you inside our Baseball Tonight studio. 6-2, Astros lead the Rays, who are threatening with runners at the corners in the top of the eighth. As this copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Office of the Commissioner of Baseball, it may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without express written consent. In Atlanta, over on the ESPN app, bottom two, Braves a 1-0 lead on the Cardinals. Josh Donaldson with an RBI single for Atlanta. Much more to come on the Baseball Tonight postgame show presented by Vivid Seats. Back to Houston with Dave and Jim.
Well, this game has changed, and the Astros still have a four-run lead, but two on, two out. G-Man Choi at the plate. Yandy Diaz coming off a two-home run game in the wildcard game is the tying run on deck. 6-2 Houston as Will Harris takes over. Will had a great year. The right-hander out of the bullpen against Choi. A fastball called a strike, a very high strike given by the umpire. It's 0-1. The Astros, Jim, just they have Wade Miley as kind of a long man. They do not otherwise have a left-hander in the bullpen.
No, they use Will Harris or Chris Davinsky to get the lefties out. Harris, a two-pitch pitcher, fastball will be 91-92, throws a curveball. 80, you know, this curveball's got good spin rate, 86 percentile. They hit 149 against that pitch, but that's the key. But in this case, G-Man Choi is a guy that it's 182 against left-handed relievers. You don't have a left-handed reliever to get him out. And that really costs you in this situation in terms of matchups.
A base hit here, and it is going to be a stressful spot for the Astros. A check swing foul. Choi did not want to swing. He tried to hold up. The ball hit the bat, and now he's behind in the count 0-2. Well, Ryan Pressly not sharp in his first playoff outing of 2019. He gave up two runs, responsible for the two runners on base. Will Harris trying to get the Astros through this eighth inning. Rays trying to get Yandy Diaz in the batter's box as the tying run. The pitch is low. He threw that breaking ball, and a good take by G-Man Choi. Hard pitch to take.
Astros played Choi straight up, no shift whatsoever. Respecting his ability to use the entire field.
This guy, Will Harris, had the best relief ERA of anybody in the American League this year. Pham is the runner at first. Meadows at third. Two down. The 1-2 pitch. Choi holds up. Another breaking ball in the dirt. Again, blocked by Chirinos. It's 2-2. Well, I mean, maybe Harris, that's his bread and butter pitch. You talked about the numbers, how hard it is to hit, but it does appear as if G-Man Choi is seeing that pitch out of the hand. From 6-0 and just cruising along to pressure pitches for the Astros relievers. 2-2. Choi hits a ground ball to third. Bregman's got it. He'll tap the glove, throw to first in time for the out, and Will Harris takes some of the edge off the late innings here in Houston. The Rays get two on the board, but no more. Middle of the eighth here at Minute Maid Park. It is the Astros 6, the Rays 2. This is the American League Division Series on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app presented by AutoZone.
At any time, one in four car batteries is about to fail. So think ahead. Get yours tested for free at Advance Auto Parts so you're not in the 25% of people that could be stranded on some scorching asphalt. Or even worse, at your in-laws.
You can borrow Jim's PJs.
Get batteries starting at $69.99 that deliver more performance and starting power. Think ahead. Think Advance. At Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. Free installation with purchase most vehicles, most locations.
At BMW, we're on a never-ending journey to bring you the most innovative vehicles possible. That's why our lineup comes with cutting-edge features designed to deepen the connection between driver and road. We've added new technology, like the available automatic lane change and intelligent personal assistant, which gives your driving experience seamless, hands-free options. And that's on top of the already outstanding performance you've come to expect from BMW. Not every journey has an end. Here's to the next 100 years of innovation. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Starting route now. Turn right at Fortress Mountain. Turn left at Mount Hood. Head south to Moab, Utah. continue on the Great North American Test Drive.
Run with us on a John Deere Gator XUV835 with our quietest cab ever and optional heat and AC and a four-wheel independent suspension. It's built to run where no one else can. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Gator for more.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Are there terrific baseball players in your town? Here's a great opportunity for them to test their abilities. Get your community involved by hosting a local competition for the chance to compete in the finals during the 2020 MLB All-Star Week in Los Angeles. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This is the American League Division Series on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Well, here we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is amazing how this game has unfolded. It's 6-2, and the Astros in great position just to finish off the game one win. But Justin Verlander so dominant, the Astros break the scoreless tie, a four-run bottom of the fifth inning, and then they added on in the seventh with two runs. It sort of seemed superfluous in a way when they happened, make it 6-0. As the Rays go back to the bullpen, the left-hander Poche is in, a first-pitch swing by Robinson Chirinos, and he fouls it back to the backstop. It's 0-1. Looking back on it, Jim, the two extra runs for Houston have proven to be, they would still be in the lead if it played out exactly the same. But those two runs are looming pretty large right now.
Yeah, certainly. Otherwise, we would have been sitting in a 4-2 ball game.
So Colin Poche against Chirinos. Pitch is high. Poche, left-hander, throws hard. That fastball, 95 miles an hour. He is the fifth pitcher of the game for Kevin Cash and the Rays.
And Poche, kind of fascinating when you look at his home road splits. 0-2-1-5 ERA at Tropicana. On the road, an 8.06 ERA this year.
Wow, that's a big difference. Here's the 1-1. Chirinos rips one down the left field line into the corner. That's a fair ball. It's going to rattle around, and there Pham will play the carom. He's going to hold Chirinos, the catcher, to a single.
Ball was hit extremely hard, but give Tommy Pham a lot of credit. Hustling over there and immediately gave the ball, turning and throwing. Pitch was out over the plate, and it hit the two different walls in the corner, but positioned perfectly was Pham, who got a hard throw coming in, holding him to a single.
And I will say, in this park where the left field corner is so close, 315 straight down the left field line, Pham got a little help in getting the ball more quickly because it doesn't have as far to go, but still, you're right, good play. Here's Josh Reddick, and he takes a ball. Defensively for the Rays, Wendell moves to short, and Eric Sogard is now at third. 6-2 Astros, runner at first, nobody out. Swing and a miss by Josh Reddick, strike one.
One of the philosophies of the Rays is to have players that can play multiple positions, make sure they're interchangeable, and they've got guys that they move all around their infield. Sogard can play second, can play third. Wendell's played second, short, and third.
1-1 pitch. Reddick goes to bunt, pulls the bat back, and takes a fastball low.
Based on the expression of A.J. Hinch, I think Reddick was probably doing that on his own.
Lefty against lefty matchup here. The pitch is a half swing and a miss. Maybe he might try to bunt again even with two strikes. He went around. That was not a pretty looking swing from Josh Reddick. It's 2-2. I'm kidding, but that gives you an insight into maybe why he was thinking about bunting. Because he did not pick up that slider at all. Roberto Osuna, the closer, is up in the bullpen for the Astros. Four-run lead for Houston, bottom eight. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with the fastball.
93 mile an hour fastball up in the strike zone. Reddick, a low ball hitter, so good location right there by Poche.
Now he'll face George Springer. Springer comes up for the fifth time. He has gone 0-for-3. Well, he's hit the ball hard a couple times. He's also walked and stolen a base. One out, runner at first. That's Chirinos without great speed. 6-2 Astros here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Poche to the plate, and a swing and a drive to left field. Pham over right near where the wall angles back, but in front of the warning track, he makes a catch. Two down.
A great reality baseball TV show would be just to have cameras in the Astros dugout to listen to the conversations during the game. As Josh Reddick came back off of the field after striking out, Alex Bregman got with him. They talked about the at-bat. You could see Bregman talking about that fastball up here at the end, should have taken it. You watch Verlander during the game when he's not pitching. He'll be there talking to the other starting pitchers. This is a really, really bright dugout of highly intelligent, high IQ baseball players who share and try to help each other get better.
They share, they do. Altuve swings at the first pitch, and he grounds one foul. Has he swung at the first pitch every at-bat? I think he has.
On this night, he has. With his kind of success, he loves the postseason, no question about it. How about a 440 hitter in game ones of all of his postseason series? 11-for-25 coming into the game, and tonight a big home run, a big two-run bomb to give the Astros an initial 2-0 lead.
Yeah, it was nothing-nothing in the bottom of the fifth when Altuve launched that two-run homer, the only home run of the game. Here's a fastball high from Poche. It's 1-1. Astros would get two more in that fifth. They got two in the seventh. The Rays, their first two runs of the series in the top of this eighth inning. It's 6-2 Houston with a runner at first and two down. Here's the pitch. It is pulled hard on the ground. Foul, third base side, 1-2. Six runs, nine hits for the Astros, two runs, four hits, and an error for the Rays, and that error was big. Now, the Rays are going to look back on this game, assuming they don't come back and win, and they're going to think long and hard about the decision-making to when to go to the bullpen, who to get out of the bullpen, the inability to catch the pop-up, the extra runs in the seventh inning, two outs, nobody on, and two strikes the count to Alex Bregman, and the Astros get two runs. Altuve hits a fly ball center field. Kiermaier is there to make the catch, and that is out number three. So we will go to the ninth inning. The Astros three outs away from taking a one-game-to-none lead in this best-of-five series through eight, 6-2. Houston, you're listening to the American League Division Series on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app presented by AutoZone.
This is the American League Division Series on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
All right, here we go. Inning number nine and three outs away. The Astros are from taking a one-game-to-none lead in this best-of-five division series. Dave Fleming, Jim Bowden here at Minute Maid Park in Houston. It is 6-2 Astros. Roberto Osuna, the closer, out of the bullpen for Houston against Yandy Diaz of the Rays. First pitch swing and a comebacker right to Osuna on one hop. He'll run toward first, flip underhand style to the bag. One pitch, one out here in the ninth inning.
Definitely there's going to be two big decisions that people are going to talk about tomorrow. Should Brennan McKay have faced Alex Bregman in the fifth inning? Bregman would then double as they added insurance runs. And then the play where Brandon Lau was charged an error, but Austin Meadows, it was his ball in right field, should have come in. That play has to be made. And those were two big mistakes, I felt, for the Rays here in game one.
Now here is Brandon Lau from the left side against Osuna. 6-2 Astros, one out in the ninth inning. Roberto Osuna throws, and a pitch is low for ball one. 89 miles an hour. That's that real tight slider from Roberto Osuna. Had good numbers, not just totally dominant numbers, not by the standards of a late-inning reliever, but good. A fastball at 98 miles an hour on the outside for a strike. It's 1-1.
Yeah, his fastball normally is in the 96, 97 area. When he's pitching well, it's dropped a little bit. His spin rate is really good on that fastball, 96th percentile.
Here's a swing and a foul off to the left, out of play. It's 1-2. It's a prerequisite maybe for pitching for the Astros.
Well, it improves when you get here because they teach you how to improve the spin rate. So once you get here, when he got here from Toronto, it certainly crept upwards. The hard hit rate's been impressive, though, 94th percentile. Pretty good number there. His slider they hit 191 against. His cutter they hit 081 against.
Here's a slider in the dirt.
But to your point, he's not the dominant closer he was when he first came over. Not the dominant closer we saw in Toronto. But Stuff still plays, and certainly I think getting him in this game, as you mentioned earlier, let him get one inning of work, probably a smart thing after 4 days off.
So 2-2 to Brandon Lau. I think that's the logic behind getting all these guys in there. Here's a swing and a miss. He got him to chase that hard slider down and in, strike three.
What I love about that pitch from Asuna is the hesitation in the delivery. We've seen guys like Johnny Cueto for the San Francisco Giants, or back in the day, Louis Tiant with the Boston Red Sox. Osuna picks up his left leg and then hesitates and then throws the slider. The hitter off balance. Good deception.
How do you time it up?
Justin Verlander waving up at Kate Upton and their newborn. What a great game he pitched in this one.
Two outs in the ninth inning. First pitch is low to Travis d'Arnaud. Well, it's just one game, but in a best of five, that first win is huge. d'Arnaud 0-3, and Verlander, the biggest reason why the Astros are one out away from a game one victory. 7 one-hit shutout innings. Osuna comes set. Here's his pitch. Swing and a miss.
Well, what's impressive about Verlander is how he finished the game. He punched out 6 of the last 8 batters that he faced. When he needed that little extra velocity, he pitched mostly at 93, 94. When he needed the 96, he was able to reach back and get it.
1-1 the count to d'Arnaud, trying to keep the game going for the Rays. Here's a called strike, 97. Rays are down to their final strike here in game one. And just about everybody is up and waving the towels in Houston. Two down, ninth inning. Bases empty. 4-run lead for the Astros. 1-2 pitch is fouled. Back and out of play. The great thing about playoff baseball is, for the Rays, a chance to regroup. The task will not be easy tomorrow, that's for sure, with Gerrit Cole on the mound. But you win one game tomorrow, and the whole thing feels differently going back home. So it's just game one. 1-2 to count the pitch. d'Arnaud hits it. Foul. He just made contact with a 90-mile-an-hour slider. Jose Altuve with the home run. Verlander with the dominant start. Will Harris got a big out. Alex Bregman in the middle of a couple different Astros rallies. The pitch. d'Arnaud takes strike three call. He got him with the cutter. And game one goes to the Astros. 6-2, the final score. And a lot of the strengths of this team were on display here in this first game.
Yeah, certainly were, Dave. It starts with the starting pitcher, Justin Verlander, expected to finish in the top two in Cy Young. He showed you why in game one of these playoffs. 7 innings of one-hit shutout baseball. Struck out 6 of the last 8 batters he faced. The only base hit he gave up came in the 5th inning. Brandon Lau with a base hit to right center field. It was a clean hit, but that's all he gave up the entire game. Was completely dominant. And then they went to the bullpen, and although there were a few hiccups there from the bullpen, they got to the ninth inning, and their closer, Roberto Osuna, 1-2-3 to finish it off. And offensively, well, we're not surprised. Jose Altuve, a big 2-run home run in the 5th inning, and then Yuli Gurriel, a huge double, scoring both Michael Brantley and Alex Bregman to give them a lead they would never relinquish as they went on to win this one 6-2.
So the Astros, in typical dominant fashion, took advantage of just a couple of mistakes and those big swings of the bat that you were referencing. And the Astros finish off a 6-2 victory. Stefano Fusaro is down on the field. I think he's ready to go.
Alex, a victorious start to the ALDS. How important was it to kind of set the tone and get off to a good start in the postseason?
It was a great win for our team. Justin came out, did a great job. And Hosey broke the tie with that two-run homer. So it was a lot of fun. Guys played well today, but we haven't done anything yet. We got to come back and get after it tomorrow.
You guys have just such a stacked lineup from top to bottom. So if someone doesn't, come through, somebody else in that lineup could. Altuve had the big hit today. So how important is it to have so many guys on your team that can really contribute?
It's extremely important, and our team believes in every single person in that clubhouse. And we believe that they're going to get the job done. If it ain't us, it's the next guy. So we just passed the torch, and it was a good win for us today.
Garrett Cole on the mound tomorrow night, but today was Justin Verlander. Heck of a game. What can you say about what he did today?
Great job by Justin. Just came out, competed, attacked, does what he does. And then Presley, Will, and Osuna. I like the sound of that.
All right, congratulations, and good luck in game two.
Thank you, appreciate it.
All right, Alex Bregman down on the field. He was in the middle of everything, even though he didn't put up monster numbers today. And I still, to me, that walk he drew when the Astros added on, it just epitomizes his game and this Houston team's game.
No doubt, and Alex Bregman on base three times in this game, scored two runs, walked twice, stole a base, got the double, made a great defensive play, and that's what this team does. You've got contributions up and down the lineup. There's no doubt Bregman's the MVP of this team, and as you said, that walk, that was key and symbolic of his game.
However, I'm guessing there's not a lot of nuance today for your player of the game.
No nuances whatsoever. Justin Verlander, seven innings of one hit, shutout baseball. He's certainly the player of the game.
Verlander was great. The Astros get the game one victory, and Jim's player of the game is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Everything you need to more than succeed tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you triumph. Book direct at LQ.com. So, game one in the books, and the Astros have the victory. And just a quick look ahead for tomorrow. Garrett Cole, it will be a huge challenge. They need Blake Snell, the Rays do, to be as good as he can be.
Well, no doubt, because Garrett Cole arguably has been the best pitcher in the American League this season. Is the front runner right now to probably beat out Verlander to win that award. The Astros throw out your three number one starters, really, but you mentioned the Rays. A year ago, Snell was the best pitcher in this league. He hasn't quite gotten back to form since his injury, but he's capable of doing it, and I think he'll step it up in this big game. For the Rays, it's a huge game. If they can split and go back to Tampa, it will completely change the series.
So the Astros with the 6-2 victory behind Verlander, Bregman, Altuve, and company here in Houston in front of this big crowd. Major League Baseball and ESPN Radio is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, proudly serving the armed forces, the DOD, veterans, and their families for over 80 years, federally insured by NCUA. Final score, 6-2 Astros. For Jim Bowden, our producer, Owen Murphy, Brian Neal, our engineer, Dave Fleming, saying so long here from Minute Maid Park. Now we'll send it to John Brickley in studio with the Vivid Seats post-game show.
Dave, Jim, great job by you both. We'll talk to you again tomorrow night for game number two between the Rays and the Astros. It's Major League Baseball on ESPN Radio. It's been presented by AutoZone. When your check engine light comes on, your day can get a little complicated. The free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help give you some answers and get you back on the road. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Up next on the Vivid Seats post-game show, the Astros take game number one. We'll also set the stage for the rest of the night, including an update from Atlanta, as this is the American League Division Series on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Thank you for listening to the Astros Rays American League Division Series on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by Texas Citizens Bank and Zumo's Meat Company.
And now back to our regularly scheduled program.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gal Media station.
1-1 pitch. Altuve drives one to deep left field. Down the line toward the corner. It is gone! into the Crawford boxes, straight down the line. Jose Altuve, who's done it so many times in the playoffs, lights this ballpark up. The Astros take a 2-0 lead.
Sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Well, you can't win them all unless you win the first one. Astros do it. Let's get to it. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from the Courtyard by Marriott downtown. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Raybould. Back behind the glass. Unfortunately, he's not here with us, but that's okay. We got Tyler Scott out here. If you want to get in, well, we don't do phone calls on the road, so sorry. But you can hit us up on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Tyler Drew Scott, at Degenerates 975. You can also get on the Facebook page and send messages if you like, because Aaron's back, and if he likes them, he'll respond. There's also the text line. You know the number for that. No Twitch today because we are on location at the Courtyard by Marriott downtown. And if you're just leaving the game or if you're just leaving work or if you're just a degenerate who wants to come hang out with us.
We welcome you all.
Yeah. They got Crawford Bach on special.
Nice.
They've got wings on special. They've got loaded fries. They got all kinds of stuff. And I have to say, the staff here is, they're all a 10 when it comes to friendly.
Oh, that's good.
They're like the friendliest people that
that's
I've been
around.
That's
what you're looking for.
Which is a nice change from when we were in Los Angeles last week. But, yeah. So, come on out, man. They have the bistro here. The food is terrific. And lots of alcohol to choose from. And it's a good place to stop by after the game. Because it's right here on Main Street in Dallas. What's happening, Hoffman? Welcome back.
Thank you, sir. Good to be back. Sorry about the surprise yesterday. That was an unfortunate turn of events. I was like... I don't know that I can really do that today. And they're like, well, because I had an eye appointment. I don't know how much detail you went into.
I just knew you had your pupils dilated. And
that, yeah.
I've had it done twice, and both times I was out for the whole day.
So I do it. I've had to do it every time I fought.
Right.
That's part of the pre-fight thing. But I'm going to have an eye surgery at some point, and I'll probably have to do another consult in November. Mm. And they'll probably do it again. But – at least then I'll be able to plan and do it early in the morning and maybe, you know, hopefully be okay in time to get down to work. But they didn't want me to drive that day, so.
Yeah, it's not a good idea.
Yeah, so my bad. I had no idea that they were going to do that day or I would have planned ahead, but I guess you got it taken care of.
Yeah, we got it. Josh filled in.
Nice.
And did a nice job, and we had fun yesterday. Brad was really good. And managed to get through it, but obviously the show's better when you're here. So glad to have you back. And that kind of makes us even because I had the dental thing that I didn't realize I was going to be knocked out from either. So it happens. Life happens. Really dominant win for the Astros today. Verlander was just 100 pitches, one hit. He was damn near unhittable today.
He really was. And, you know, the reality of it is the Rays – the one thing that makes the Rays sort of a difficult matchup for the Astros is if their top three guys are pitching at their best, I mean, they're not quite as good as Verlander, Cole, Greinke.
They're good enough.
But they're probably the next best trio in the bigs if they're all on their game.
Right.
And Blake Snell hasn't really been on his game much this year, but he won the Cy Young last year. You know he's capable of it. Morton's obviously been great. Glasnow was a guy that – I'm a big fan of, and his story is very similar to Gerrit Cole's. He's a guy that was a top prospect in Pittsburgh. He was okay. Never really met the expectations that were put on him when he was drafted. He goes somewhere else, and suddenly he's a stud. And Glasnow this year, make no mistake, that guy was a stud this season. And he got hurt and missed a good chunk of the season, but he was on his way to being one of the guys. Had he stuck at the pace that he was at, we'd be talking about him getting Cy Young votes. And, I mean, it's hard to know that he would have kept that pace.
Yeah, I don't think he was going to stay under two all year. But
I think you saw today, you know how many balls the Astros hit hard off of him today? One.
Yeah.
And it ended up in the Crawford boxes. And it was, you know, that's really, everything else was kind of dinked and dunked, and he had some control issues. So he wasn't as sharp as Verlander, but he was pretty damn sharp. So for the Astros to get a win with him, I think Glasnow pitched well. And I know you'll look at the final and you say 6-2. Two of those runs should have never scored because,
right.
I mean, that's just that's bonehead defensive play by the Rays. I don't know why Lau goes after that ball. And he's calling off Austin Meadows. That's clearly the right fielder's ball.
Yeah.
And I understand Meadows kind of tailing off because Lau, on the replay, you see him yelling, mine, mine, mine. And it's hard to keep charging in if you're the right fielder and the second baseman has his back to you. That's a good way to get people hurt. But Brandon Lau has to be smart enough to know that's not my ball. But that puts up two runs and then the doubles off in the seventh inning. So, but really, with the exception of that Altuve swing, and on the broadcast they mentioned he cheated on the fastball. He knew a fastball was coming and he cheated and he smoked it. And really, Glasnow had done a good job of keeping guys off balance, and that was a situation where that pitch, had he not thrown heat there, Altuve looks ridiculous. But Altuve realized that they needed to take a chance, and it's kind of the new way of baseball.
Yeah.
No one's worried about striking out.
No.
I mean, because a strikeout, and really, right before Altuve, that Springer strikeout, had those runs not gotten in, that's a bad look because George just went up there and didn't even look like he was interested. He might as well not have brought a bat. Big swing for Jose Altuve, and that was really all they were going to end up needing because everything else fell into place. But to get that win with Glasnow pitching well, to me, I mean, you're in really good shape now because now you'll get Snell against Cole, which is an advantage to the Astros.
Because Snell has not been that great since he came back.
And, no.
And Glasnow was great when he came back. That was the thing. The only problem was, and I listened to Charlie today when I was leaving the office, and by the way, Charlie pregame much better than real pregame.
Yeah.
But he hadn't pitched more than 4 1/3 innings since he came back.
Which that's why I was kind of surprised that they left him out there. But he was pitching so well.
Yeah.
And he had, like I said, he had some base runners. Nobody was squaring anything up on him. I mean, it was really a good pitching duel until that Altuve swing. But, yeah, that was his first time going beyond 4 1/3, and it cost him. And, obviously they come take the ball from him immediately. But it would have been second-guessed either way. I mean, if he finishes off that inning, are you going to send him out there for the sixth? Probably not. But if you take him out in that spot, going into the meat of the Astros order, as well as he's pitching, and then one of these bullpen guys gives it up, now the second guessing is why would you pull that guy when he was pitching so well? So it was kind of a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation for Kevin Cash. But Astros getting that win is big because I think Game 3. I think that's where the Astros are going to have a pitching disadvantage with Greinke going up against Morton on the road.
Yeah, in a place where they haven't won very often.
Yeah, it's a tough place to play for the Astros. And, I'm guessing we'll probably Game 4 will likely get a rematch of what we just saw with Verlander and Glasnow. Although, I don't know if they're going to be willing to turn Glasnow around on short rest. We'll find out. I'm guessing they will, given the magnitude, if there was to be a Game 4. So it's really the right start for the Astros. And what we talked about this. This was a series, whether it was going to be Oakland or Tampa, that the Astros could ill afford to, look forward to the Yankees or Twins, whoever.
Yeah.
Because these are going to be good teams. And when you look statistically at how these teams match up, if the Astros are up there amongst the best pitching teams in baseball, The Rays might be the best pitching team in baseball. I mean, their bullpen ERA is ridiculous. Their starting ERA is ridiculous. The big difference is the bats. And the Rays lineup is not near what the Astros lineup was. And today, bats won.
They really fall off the map after about five or six.
Yeah.
And that's the real difference. I mean, they've got some good hitters at the top, but they don't have that kind of depth. I don't know about you, but listening to the broadcast, those guys kept making me nervous talking about, oh, this Astros team is a juggernaut. It's like, well, you're just setting them up, man. You're just setting them up.
Listen,
they'll do it.
it's hard to argue, though. It's almost like they've built their own little all-star team, you know, and it reminds me of the Yankees in the late 90s where every position it's like, yeah, they've got that guy there. They've got that guy. Like, it's like when Gary Sheffield used to hit seventh for the Yankees, and it's like, oh, my God. You get down to that part of the order, and you feel like maybe there's some relief coming, and nope.
Yeah. Carlos Correa hitting seventh in
this
lineup.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really, really nice edge to have.
When you look at it, it's like how many guys in the Rays lineup would even crack the Astros lineup? Obviously, Meadows would over Reddick.
That's probably – that might be it.
Yeah, maybe catcher?
Darno's had a pretty good year, but obviously he's got some defensive flaws.
Oh, so does.
And Glasnow is easy to run on because he's really slow to the plate. He's a giant. But they you know, so they steal three bases off of him. But, yeah, I mean, that's the other thing Tampa's got over the Astros is, well, what you would expect them to have over the Astros is they're, on paper, a better defensive team. It didn't look that way today, though. And, you know, that team is not built for big outbursts offensively. So when that ball drops behind Brandon Lau, I mean, I pretty much felt like the game was over at that point. 2-0, it's still a ball game, but when that ball falls in, it's like they're not putting up four runs in this game.
To be fair, the Astros defensively are pretty damn good too.
They are. But the Rays have guys like Kiermaier. These are guys who the only reason they're everyday major league players is because they're really good defensively. So I don't know. The Astros are good defensively. I just think the Rays probably have an edge there.
All right, 7-1.
Not that it helped today.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I think it was a pretty dominant performance. And to put up six runs on these guys.
First five innings was really competitive.
I think that's what you expect in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You got to get through the order a couple times before you see what guys get a chance to see the pitches and kind of zone in and see what didn't work the first couple times around. I think they just clearly they're the better team, and if they can, especially hitting-wise, and the Rays are going to need better pitching to have a chance because I don't see Gerrit Cole giving up more than a couple of runs.
No.
And, you know, Greinke, you don't know. Maybe you get really good Greinke and he doesn't give up any. But, man, the Astros are the better team. And
they are.
There's no question. Today they played better, and Verlander in the postseason just continues to be a marvel.
And like I said, they beat – and obviously Charlie Morton is having a fantastic season, but the guy who probably has the best stuff on that team, they beat him today. And they didn't beat him around the ballpark, but they knew his limitations, and they got to him. All it takes was once.
They stayed after him to where he had to throw 76 pitches today, and he'd been in the 60s in his other starts, and I think that was part of it too. They got, you know, for him that was pretty deep to get into the game, and they were able to get to him at that point.
If this was early season Glasnow full health, they might still be playing. I mean, that's the way that game was going, but it was the Rays blinked first, and they're not the team that can afford to blink first because they know Verlander's going to go out there and just deal.
And, you know, as much as you say that, they're also supposed to be the team with the best bullpen, and the Astros got four runs off their bullpen today.
True.
That's the thing. The bullpen doesn't really concern me too much because the Astros have a tendency to get the bullpens, even good ones, and especially if they've already got a lead. And they did that today.
Well, the Astros also have guys, especially Verlander, who – If that game was 0-0 going into the ninth inning, it's still Verlander.
Yeah,
you know he's a guy, and if he's at 110 pitches, he's still going to be out there. So the Rays don't have that. They don't have that luxury of having that bulldog guy who's definitely going to go out there and give you 120 pitches. It doesn't work that way.
I think the only thing you could look at and say, well, that wasn't good, was Ryan Pressly not being able to get out of the inning, and you know he hasn't pitched much because of the injury. So, I mean, his stuff looked good. He just, you know, they squared up on a couple on him.
Yeah. And you could have, you know, up until the double in the seventh, Yordan did not look good in his at-bats. And I was like, uh-oh, maybe this is the rookie in the playoff moment, but he gets that big hit and knocks in a run. And I think this team is going to be fine. I think that winning that first game, it's hard for me to imagine them losing three out of four games, knowing that they've got Cole twice and Verlander again.
Yeah.
It's almost unfathomable to me.
You'd like them to be able to get the series over as quickly as possible and
sure.
line their pitchers back up for the Yankees, presumably the Yankees. But, you know, I'm not ruling out the Twins in that series either. All right, 713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show.
And the more I think about it, I don't know that the Astros are going to use a fourth starter in the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't know that they
you
need
know,
to.
Yeah, I mean, if they're up 3-0 against the Yankees or, yeah, or the
you
Twins.
Might, you might throw Urquidy out there.
Yeah, but I find it very unlikely that they're going to go away from those three guys that have been – they're all pitching well right now.
Yeah, and if you do that, I mean, you're basically making a team beat all of those guys at least once, and it's just almost impossible
yeah.
the way they're pitching. So Drunk Bevo says, it feels so damn good to have a well-run, well-constructed team. Yeah, it does, because they really don't have – a gaping flaw.
They don't.
And, you know, maybe you could say, well, the bullpen could be better, but their bullpen's fine. And, you know, you got good Osuna today, which.
Good Osuna, bad Presley. So,
yeah. Yeah.
Had it been the other way around, I mean, would anybody have been shocked?
No.
But it didn't really matter at that point.
And
it's also, you pitch differently when you've got a 6-0 lead. You know, I don't know that Ryan Presley is finding as much of the plate with it, if he's pitching in a 6-5 game,
yeah.
So,
and you know, Will Harris only had to come on and throw five pitches, so he'll be available tomorrow if you need him in a high leverage situation.
Yep.
So, I think it went about as well as it could go. I mean, you would have liked Presley to be able to get out of it without having to use the other guys, but then again, they haven't played in almost a week, so
yeah.
I don't think it's all bad that they got out there. 713-780-3776 to text the show and. You can also get us on Twitter. You can get us on Facebook. And come see us out here at the Courtyard by Marriott, downtown Dallas and Maine. And you know how it's easy to find? It's right across the street from Forever 21. I know all you guys go there. I know Barry goes there. So that's how you find it. So we've got a lot to get to today. And we've already, you know, obviously, we've got a late start. So I'm trying to read. Chaz says, what a freaking joke. I thought I would turn on 610 after the Astros win, and wouldn't you know it, sad excuse for a sports station is talking about the Texans. That's what they do, man. Part of the deal is they're an advertisement for the Texans.
Yeah.
That's what they know. So any thoughts on – did you get a chance to watch any of that Cardinals-Braves game last night?
Yeah, I watched a little bit of it. My son was into it, so yeah, we watched a little bit of that, a little bit of the Dodgers-Nationals game. So, yeah, that's a wild finish in the Braves. The Dodgers-Nationals game didn't have nearly as much drama.
No.
But, yeah, that was an interesting game, to say the least, and they're rookies doing rookie things, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think that's the reason they lost, though. I know it's easy to point fingers at that, but I don't think that's the reason the Braves lost that game.
No, and I got to watch some of that, and of course watch the football. And
that was actually a good game.
Yeah,
for a Thursday night game.
Yeah,
come on, man.
Yeah. Went down to the end, and Lance's brother missed the field goal, and Seahawks get away with a win.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for on Thursday nights. Now, mind you, you know when you put a couple decent teams on the field,
yeah,
that's what you expect.
It's not Jags-Titans.
Yeah, we haven't had a third. I don't think we've had a Thursday night game where it's been like two teams that – I guess Packers-Eagles last week. Huh? Was that the Thursday night
game?
Yeah,
yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah, that was a decent game. So it's funny how everybody complains about Thursday night games. The Thursday night games only suck when it's sucky teams.
Yeah, which all of them have to be on there at some point,
yeah.
So you're going to get it.
So the Rams-Hawks, that was a good game to me.
And if you have some thoughts on the Astros, go ahead and text them to us at 713-780-3776 or hit us up on Twitter. Certainly can keep talking about that. We can also we'll also look at the NFL coming up. We'll break down all the games at some point in the 5 o'clock hour, and We'll have R.J. Bell on a little bit later than usual now. We're going to move him to 6:15. Is that correct?
Yep, we're going to try something out.
Okay. Well, if you want to bet on Game 2 of your Astros, you want to bet on the NFL, you want to bet college football this weekend, there's a lot of it. You know where to go, mybookie.ag. They've got, I'm telling you, this is the only website I use now. And if you go to mybookie.ag, you can play parlays, you can play teasers, you can play any sport. Remember the hockey I gave you last night? Under 5.5? All on mybookie.ag. And if you sign up today, they're going to double your first deposit. That's up to $1,000 to wager on your favorite teams. And use promo code RADIO to get your exclusive double your money offer. That's mybookie.ag, promo code RADIO. Play, win, get paid, mybookie.
This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline.
So you're going to teach Brisket U how to do this?
Am I going to teach them? I'll be one of the professors, yes.
Guess what?
I'm assuming I will get the same invite that I got to England.
Guess what? You will get that. You know what they don't want? The in the front row. Ooh, I know.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Are you going to talk about butcher paper? Because one of the things I like to do is butcher paper.
That's exactly why I'm going to Brisket U.
You know who you are?
I don't have to go to Brisket U.
You're the Josh Rosen of barbecue.
You know what they're saying?
You're not the Josh.
Yes, you are.
That's the most disrespectful thing.
You always think you have the answer.
He's been waiting to use this. He finally found a little gold. The most disrespectful thing you could say about to somebody is,
Josh
you're
Rosen.
The Josh Rosen of